in the following order of priority. First, you're gonna die. Second is, here you are. That's the whole story in a nutshell. If you think about it, anything that happens to you, any thought you have, any feeling you have, any event that occurs, any experience of any kind, any non-experience of any kind, can be categorized under those two understandings. Those are the two things that matter in terms of a human life. A, you're going to die. You will not be here endlessly as you are now. And B, you're here. You exist. You don't really know how you got here. You don't really know what it means to leave here. Nobody does. But those are the two facts of life. The facts of life aren't the birds and the bees. That's the facts of procreation. The facts of life are, life is short and then it ends. You die. And here you are existing with no idea of how all this happened and maybe even no idea of who you really are. Or some idea, maybe vaguely, some idea that something eternal is going on, something infinite is happening, but maybe or maybe not beyond that. So those facts of life, when considered seriously, are sobering. It means time is limited and is running out. And it means there's something to understand, there's something to figure out, there's something to know. Otherwise, what's the point of that you already exist? What's the point of that you're here? Just common sense, just innate knowing of any minimally intelligent adult. Well, actually, let's say adolescent or adult kind of tells us. Everybody kind of feels that there's some drive, some need to understand what this is all about to the best of our ability. Why am I here? How did you get here? You'll never figure out. That's a mystery. Nobody ever has, nobody ever will. It's what I refer to as an unknowable. There's the unknown and then there's the unknowable. At least as long as you're in this body, you'll never know how you got here. You might have some idea, you might even have some, come to some clear sense. But it'll be broad, it'll be part of a pattern, it won't be specifically all the details. And in fact, it all works in patterns. The mistake we make is to think that it's about me. Or it's about some specific thing that we can get our mind around. Well, in some ways with some things we can, but generally, if you really delve into it, it's hard to not come to the conclusion that everything that works, works through patterns. Everything that happens, happens through a pattern. And one of those patterns you call you.